At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, everyone. This is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family, plus pets in the car, while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com. or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome to Fantasy Football Weekly, a production of iHeartRadio.
Time now for Fantasy Football Weekly from iHeartRadio, your weekly source for the nation's best fantasy football advice, speculation, and whatever stupid stuff they decide to drop into the show. Now here's your host, Paul Charchian.
Welcome, Fantasy Football Weekly. I am Paul Charchian, my co-host today, and it's awfully fitting, Scott Fish. Hey, buddy.
How did I get on the show again?
Yeah, it's been a long time, by the way.
I think I was fired or something.
I know, it feels that way.
Yeah.
Well, it's fitting to have you back on your show for a week of fantasy football, in which, honestly, you're the epicenter of the fantasy football world for this week.
There's a lot of talk.
There's a lot of talk about Scott Fish Bowl 13.
Yes, yes. I'm really, really excited for it this year. We have at least 3,300 teams every time. I set it at 3,300, and I feel like I've already added an extra division or two just because I feel bad. Like, there's 30,000 people signed up. Like, it feels
30,000. God. Feel, so 1 in 10 people are able to get in.
Yeah, it's pretty much the average. Yeah. 1 in 10 get in.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's selective. And I think part of the selectivity is what makes people want to get in.
Yes.
It's because not everybody can get in that wants to.
Yeah, I think there was a day where it was to play with your favorite analysts, and maybe that's still true, and then celebrities and athletes started joining. And yeah, that I don't love that it's exclusive, but you're right. I think that adds to people wanting to get in more.
Yeah, I think it does too. So for people that aren't familiar with Scott Fish Bowl, and I think at this point most people are, but give us the 101. What is Scott Fish Bowl? And it by the way, league starting, drafting starts
Monday. Monday the slow draft starts, but we had a live event in Buffalo last night that had two drafts. We have a live event in London starting, I can't do the math on the time change.
Okay. So how about this weekend?
It's 7:30 tonight in London, so what is that, like 1:30 p.m. today?
Tomorrow, whatever it is.
Minneapolis is on Sunday. Right. Minneapolis is Sunday.
Now, we have a lot of Minneapolis listeners because the show's been on the air here in Minneapolis for 25 years. If people still want to come to the Minneapolis live event, can they just show up?
Absolutely. Just come show up.
Give the deets.
It's at 328 Grill. I believe that's in Minneapolis.
St. Paul.
Is it St. Paul?
I think it's technically St. Paul.
Technically St. Paul. Okay. 328 Grill. It's a nice, big, huge open space. It looks like the food looks incredible, so I'm excited for that.
All right.
But yeah, we'll be there I think it'll be open for the public like from 2 p.m. to 7 p.m. So people can come on down.
All right. Yeah. I'm planning to be there. Nice. You will be there.
I will be there.
But most importantly, will Ian Fish be there?
Ian Fish will be there.
All right. Oh, thank God.
Well,
all right.
Only because his team got knocked out of its baseball tournament already. So, yeah. So he'll be there.
He didn't tank so he could make this, did he?
He didn't.
All right. Good. No. All right. So tell people what the Scott Fish Bowl is and how it's attached to Fantasy Cares.
Yeah. So Scott Fish Bowl is basically a giant tournament that is basically a campaign or event that, you know, that's part of Fantasy Cares, which is an accredited 501c3 charity. We raise money for lots of different charities. Like, each of the 18 live events we have are separately raising money for a local charity. And it all kind of runs through us. Our main charity we work with is Toys for Tots. We're a national corporate sponsor, and we do toy buying events all around the country in like 10 different cities each year. But basically, it's just a giant charitable tournament. No entry fee, just trying to push out the word that, hey, we can do a lot of good with this hobby of ours, this fantasy football hobby. And if you're listening, you don't even need to be part of it. You can donate to Fantasy Cares at fantasycares.org, or you can just, with your league, honestly, I've been pushing for this for years, take your league aside and be like, hey guys, we should donate to a charity. The winner should donate to a charity, whatever. One entry fee, doesn't matter. We can do a lot of good with this hobby.
Yeah. So you can activate this at the league level with fantasycares.org, right?
Yep,
fantasycares.org.
Sure.
And you can just say, look, we're giving, you know, half of our entry fees to charity, or we're giving, you know,
one entry fee, whatever.
Yeah,
10
you know,
bucks.
Set it up that way.
It's weird, but 10 bucks makes a difference. If all the 59 million or whatever, 60 million, how many players are there in fantasy now?
Well, across all sports, it's about 55 million in the U.S. Like, and Canada.
So it's
a lot.
If every one of them gave 10 bucks,
well,
that feels like a lot.
That would be a lot. Yes.
Yeah.
But possible.
Yeah.
Impossible.
Well, my point is simply, if you think 10 bucks isn't much, it is.
It adds up.
It adds up.
Yeah, for sure. Fantasycares.org is one way that you can still get involved. For people that can't get into the primary Scott Fish Bowl leagues, there's something called satellite leagues.
Yes.
Just to help people understand what that term means and what are satellite leagues.
Sure, and it's kind of derived from poker. Poker does this a lot, has for like 30, 40 years or whatever, maybe longer. But we do these satellites. We have satellite leagues on Underdog, so you can go to Underdog and join one. We have a satellite tournament on
Guillotine leagues.
I wanted to pause for you to say it just to make sure I wasn't speaking out of turn on it. Guillotine leagues.
We raise $7,000 a year. And our charity is called Best Christmas Ever. We've stayed similar to what you're doing with Toys for Tots.
Yep.
Where we're helping families at Christmas time. Yes.
Yes. Yes. So you can play in that on Guillotine leagues, and also on the SFB side, if you log into your account, you can click to join. It's just one button. It's super easy. Just click to join to be a part of a mirror league, which mirrors all of SFB's settings, scoring, everything, and will get you in. And those drafts will start on July 17th. But all of these are satellite leagues where you can win your way in to play into the main event of SFB 14 next year.
Aha, uh-huh, perfect. Yes. So go win your satellite league so you can get into this as well. And same's true on Guillotine leagues. Guillotine, just as a side note on Guillotine leagues, we are grinding to get our brand new, totally rebuilt mobile app.
Ooh.
And so that's our focus right now.
Nice.
But we're going to do this. We're going to have Scott Fish Bowl Guillotine leagues. It's just not going to be like this week. So it's coming soon.
Yeah, it's coming. And it's good. It's good that things will be spaced out a little bit so people can do this one and then they'll come do that one.
I like the sound of that. You mentioned the scoring system. Every year you do some little unique twist and do something a little bit different with your scoring system.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
I feel like people either love it or hate it that I do that. I do it for a couple reasons. A, it gives people something brand new to talk about.
Yeah.
B, it keeps people from being complacent. You can't just simply go in and like, oh, I'm just going to draft this like every other draft.
Right,
I have
to
actually think about this.
Yeah.
But this year, I decided to stay positive. It was all about being positive. And
you're not subtracting for interceptions and stuff like that?
No.
What do you mean?
There are no negative points.
No negative fumbles, no interceptions. Okay.
None of that. No negative points. And the theme is like food and beverages. Like all the divisions are, you know, food brands, beverage brands, like restaurants, stuff like that.
Yeah.
So I thought, what else pairs with food, at least in my life? Indulging a little bit and a little bit more volume than I feel is necessary. So I stayed on. It's kind of like the video game year. I had bonus points for like doing things. So it's kind of thematic in that way. But there's, so you get points per carry and like.
Just stop there.
Yeah.
Points per carry.
Quarter point per carry.
But so now a workhorse back.
Yep.
Ramondre Stevenson is my big crush. He was my crush last year. He's my crush this year.
Yeah.
Ramondre Stevenson could lead the league in carries.
He could.
Very real possibility. Volume back, like, you know, so if I get, let's do for easy math, 24 carries, there's 6 points.
Yep, 6 points.
That's a
touchdown just for carrying the ball.
Yes.
So, like I said, volume.
Just volume backs. All right.
Yeah, there's and rushing quarterbacks, people probably have noted out there.
Yes.
That can be a wonderful thing.
So a rushing quarterback might get let's just call it,
12 carries.
12 carries. Yeah, 12 carries. There's three free points.
Yep, three
even if he doesn't go forward.
Yep, exactly.
So that would, now, draft, as we're recording right now, drafts haven't started.
Nope.
Yet,
nope.
So we can't, like, analyze how this is going to change things. But this could buck what a huge trend that's happening in the greater fantasy football universe, which is we're finally all doing the opposite.
Yeah.
Nobody's taking running backs
right,
this year.
Right.
It's all wide receivers in the first round, tight ends in the first round, and these rushing quarterbacks in the first round.
Yep.
And at guillotineleagues.com, our ADP, first 18 picks, our first round,
no running backs.
Five running backs.
Oh, five.
Out of 18.
Okay. I was going to say.
Five.
You were about to shock me with a no running backs. But
a year or two ago, it was like 12 out of the 12 out of the 18 were running backs.
Yep.
So I think that trend has been different. But now, if we're giving a point per attempt, it's going to push running backs back into the top rounds.
That's the other thing I love to do with my scoring is to create draft chaos.
Yes.
Where people almost don't even feel like they know what they're doing. But I give bonus, points are all over at every different position. There are different ways. Like, you have to start three wide receivers, and you have four flexes. So, like, every position has their thing. So, no matter how you draft, you can walk away going, okay, I like these parts.
Yeah.
You know, like, you can be happy with your draft.
That's important. Knowing your scoring system is just, it's just so big.
Especially in this. Yeah, we won't go over all the
Are there any other key, besides a quarter point per attempt, any other key unique elements to the scoring system in Scott Fish Bowl 13?
Scoring generally, no. Like, I bumped it from half PPR to one. I bumped it from half 4 point for first down to one. Tight ends get double that, so they get 2 points per first down and 2 points per reception.
Oh, baby. All right.
Travis Kelce was like the number four overall player last year in the scoring. But mostly it's just that. It's some of the same stuff. You can flex kickers. You don't have to start them.
Now, can I flex up to four again like I have in years past?
You can flex up to four.
Some situation happened to me last year with a series of injuries where I had to do that 1 year.
The numbers I crunched last year were you should start one. You can start a second on bye weeks and injuries. Past that, it's probably minus. It's probably not what you want to be doing, but If you get hampered, it's just extra players you can throw in.
So. Yeah, I like that. I've got pick three.
Yes,
in my league,
I think there's a pretty clear cut top four.
Okay,
so
who are they?
I like pick three. You can argue all day who you like more out of Hurts, Allen, and Mahomes based on the running and the volume. Hurts and Allen are easily up there, and Mahomes is just Mahomes.
Yeah.
And then I think the fourth guy is Kelce, just because in this scoring at tight end, he scored 160 more points than tight end two last year.
Which is crazy.
Which is absolutely insane. If you don't think the downside is coming for Kelce this year.
Right. If this isn't the year where it all finally gets hurt.
He is the clear fourth guy with those three quarterbacks. I'm at one, and I'm actually considering Kelce.
Sure. Why not?
Just because the positional advantage.
So if you've got one of these four early picks, if you take Kelce at the top of that round and you come back into the second round.
Yes.
So you're now your late second round.
Yes.
You don't have to sweat tight end. You're still going to get a good quarterback if that's the spot you wanted to go, but you may not. I just feel like I'm not. I don't lose anything.
It is third round reversal,
here.
So that.
Oh, it is third round reversal.
You don't get a double tap if you're the first pick. So you do have to make somewhat of a call, but tight end set.
Tight end is set.
Yep.
Who if I want to find a tier two rushing quarterback?
Yeah.
So somebody with some mobility, but isn't going to cost me one of those first four picks. Who am I looking at?
Now you're really, really going to, I hope my league is listening.
Yeah, right? I mean, so disclose it, baby.
So the guys I'm eyeing are Anthony Richardson and Daniel Jones as that second, third round area that I could potentially get because they will get you those rushing upside and I wish Daniel Jones would score more touchdowns.
Pass for more. 15
is like ridiculous.
Yeah.
I won't be hampered by anything negative from them, at least. That's my big bonus with Anthony Richardson is I'm not going to get hurt by anything he does negatively, but I'm going to get positive on anything he's running.
I'm keying whole drafts around Daniel Jones's tight end.
Okay.
So the reason why at three I probably won't take Travis Kelce.
Yeah,
I just think Darren Waller's sitting on a bonkers season.
And he's going late enough that
Yeah.
You can absolutely wait.
Now, we don't know where he's going to go in SFB scoring because these drafts haven't happened yet. But his ADP is round five otherwise.
Yeah, and there's been hundreds upon hundreds of SFB mocks, and people have analyzed that data.
I bet.
And then the two live drafts from Buffalo last night, they're like, there's a bunch of differences here.
I bet.
But it's only two drafts. So we'll see.
Is only two drafts. You've got a bunch of other live drafts. You've got an LA draft. I know that.
Yep.
I think there's a Boston.
Yep. LA, many of the big cities, LA, Boston, Chicago, like just many of the big cities you can imagine.
FantasyCares.org has got the list of all of the different cities where it's happening. So if you want to see if there's a live draft, you can join near you.
Yeah, absolutely. There's only two in which they would like some heads up beforehand or whatever.
It can't take an unlimited number.
Which is LA and San Francisco because they have pretty limited. But like the cities like Orlando, Boston, Chicago, New York, New York, go get there. They rented a whole bar for it. So they have lots of space.
I think that's a Rick Wolf production.
Yep.
Thank you, Rick.
Yep.
Yeah, we love Rick Wolf.
Not just that, Colton the Wolfman are sponsoring $4,000 in free drinks too. So get out
Very
to that
impressive.
New York one.
Yeah, no kidding. We're sponsoring here in Minneapolis. Nothing.
Yeah.
That's all right.
We didn't sponsor free drinks.
Yeah,
sorry.
Lunch is on you.
Yeah.
If you come to the Minneapolis.
You personally, listening. Not me.
That's right. Yeah, not Scott.
Yeah.
Yeah, not Scott specifically.
Yes.
This is year 13, which is pretty impressive. Tell me about Scott Fish Bowl year one.
So it was a 96 team reader league, listener league for FF Oasis, the site I ran at the time. And we reached out and we got a hold of some analysts in other sites. Like Mike Clay was in year one. He actually won year one. He beat me. I came in second. I led the whole way.
Wow.
And he beat me. But no, that's what it was. Year one. It was the same thing, just 96 teams and, a handful of analysts to get our listeners and readers to play with, analysts they read on other sites. It was that little and small. Then it was 60 the next year. And then I took a year off the year my wife was pregnant. And I just Oasis was, I was debating, shutting it down or whatnot. And then I came back and I realized there's something here. I realized there was something there and I decided to hit it hard. And I started asking every big name person I had any kind of connection with, to try to get in this. Cause once you get one of them, another one will be like, oh, he's
in. Yeah. That validates it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that'll keep snowballing. And then when they're in, just your everyday listeners of this show, readers of sites, they're like, wait, these guys are playing. I want to play. So it just steamrolled for about a decade till where it is now.
What is the ratio in a typical league of experts to regulars?
So it used to be 8 analysts, experts, whatever you want to call them, to 4 just your average regular fantasy player who doesn't create content until 3 years ago. And then I stopped caring. And I don't know if it was it was part systematically, but part I'm like, we're all just a bunch of people in this fantasy football loving community trying to do some good. Why am I didn't feel like I needed to keep trying to push that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, yeah.
Like people want to be in the league with Paul Charchian, but also if they're not, they can still say, I'm playing in SFB with Paul Charchian.
Right.
I'm
in the ecosystem.
Yes.
And if we're both good enough, maybe we'll reach each other in the playoffs,
exactly.
Even if not in the same league.
Yep.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year. Equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/news. That's LifeLock.com/news to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
I want to say my league's got like four experts in it.
Yeah.
And, you know, whatever.
It really varies. And honestly, I've noticed that with certain people. Like me, I think there's two. I think people, like, they will hone out the name. And they'll be like, you know, you like fans of yours, Charge, mm-hmm. will find your name where you joined. And then they'll just wallop in there. You know?
So I didn't realize fans got to pick their own leagues.
Everybody gets to pick their own leagues.
Okay, I didn't know that.
Year.
Because I'm on the other side of it. You just assigned me a league, and I just show up. So I didn't know that it worked that way. Okay.
Yeah, everybody gets to pick their own division and league now.
Okay. Did not realize that that was the case.
Absolutely.
All right. So
one other thing about the live events, there's fun stuff at all of them. From, you know, raffles to drawings to prizes to giveaways. There's tons, you know, depending on your city, there's fun stuff at all of them. So you should just go hang out.
Yeah, and you're going to be in a group with a bunch of like-minded people that love fantasy football.
Exactly.
And, you know,
it's fun.
And they like charity and they like giving. You know, you're not going to have a bad experience with anybody, right?
Nope.
I mean, it's, you know, we're all on the same page.
Exactly.
Yeah, tons of fun. No doubt about that. Give me one late round sleeper that I absolutely should consider.
I don't want to give you any of mine.
Well, we're not in the same league.
I'm going to give you what my son sent me, and I'm going to list. This is what my 10-year-old son, Ian, says are his late-round guys
gems.
That he is trying to grab in Oz leagues.
All right.
Right. Or in SFB this year.
Yeah.
Roschon Johnson. He thinks Roschon could split or take from Herbert.
Well, he's not alone, and we've mentioned this in the past handful of shows as well. Right after the draft when we had Thor Nystrom on this show,
he was Thor loves him.
Thor loves him. And he's like, Khalil Herbert's dead.
Yep.
So, all right. So,
Romeo Dubs loves him with Jordan Love and the opportunity there.
Mm-hmm. Year two ascension. A lot of, you know, he didn't exactly splash last year, but he started.
Right.
And got a lot of practical experience. And by all accounts, Romeo Dubs was one of the better players through OTAs and minicamps.
Yeah, I think the Dubs thing is going to be a thing forever.
I can't. Like, I don't know why. I want him to be Dubs because it's way cooler.
Yeah, I've known it correctly too, and I still do it. And I'm big on trying to get names right, and I still do it. Where was the next one? Here's two that I know you'll like that are big for my son. Rashid Shaheed.
That's my guy.
Tank Bigsby.
I love Ian Fish.
Yeah.
He's so on track with me. Those are two of my absolute favorites.
Yep.
In a dynasty league, I just picked up an orphan dynasty league in Rick Hamlin's league, and I was given pick 11.
Yeah.
Tank Bigsby was there, and I'm like, I've been talking Tank Bigsby all offseason. I need to go make good on Tank Bigsby because I've been talking to him so much, so I'm taking him here. Here's what I love about Tank Bigsby. Travis Etienne's not a touchdown scorer. He's not an effective goal line back. He was not in college, and he was not last year when they had to use him there because they didn't have anybody else. He only caught two passes a game last year. Yep. Travis Etienne did. Mm-hmm. So if Etienne's not going to be effective at the goal line, if he's not going to catch passes, Tank Bigsby's going to be on the field.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree.
Just think there's a lot of opportunity for him.
And Ian was a big fan of Shaheed last year.
Me too.
Like he's
so let me give you some Shaheed data off the top of my head. You ready?
All right.
So here's what I love about Shaheed.
Ian will love this.
All right, Ian, I hope you're listening. What I love about Shaheed, undrafted player from Weber State, right, who barely makes a roster, but by the time we get to December, he's the starting wide receiver for the Saints, averaging 4 catches for 65 yards a game.
Yeah.
He's a speedster.
And he looked good. And he looked eyeballs.
Pass the eyeball test. Speedster. His ADOT was sitting at almost 12 yards per reception, which is great. And then he was also a good yak guy, 6.5 yards after the catch because he's so fast. You know, if he gets behind you, gone. Rashid Shaheed is going to beat Michael Thomas out, and he's going to be the starting receiver week one for the Saints.
I like it. The last one, just quickly, and maybe we have nothing to say on it, but Jonathan Mingo, he loved him pre-draft. Big, big, tall guy. It's a little bit of a cluster there, but he likes Jonathan Mingo really late, too.
Now, hopefully none of the people listening will take this guy from me, but I'll give you my other SFB sleeper.
Okay.
I asked you a loaded question earlier in this podcast, Scott.
Yeah.
And I said, give me a tier two rushing quarterback.
Gotcha.
I'm going to give you a tier three.
Okay.
Sam Howell.
Yeah, I like it.
Sam Howell, I mean, he fits everything for a big fantasy year.
He's interesting in his speed and burst and all that stuff. Like, all his metric scores don't seem like it, but in college, he was.
He was,
like,
and in Week 18, he was.
Yeah.
They had designed runs for him there, and he clearly is very mobile.
By the way, my son's also a big Sam Howell guy.
I am, too. So, and, for a long time.
I feel like I'm going to get kicked off this show for Ian soon. He might be doing a Stay Fair show coming near you.
He might be. I was stubborn on Sam Howell because they didn't start him until week 18 when the season was over for them. And like, if he was any good, why wouldn't they have started him? Blah, 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 blah. But then I watched that week 18 game. He's got the traits to be the perfect kind of guy to roll the dice on. I'm not saying Sam Howell's going to be a great player, but here's the thing. If it comes together, Sam Howell's exactly the kind of quarterback that is a difference maker in fantasy football because he can run and he's got the big arm. Big armed quarterbacks that can score at distance are the guys it's such a huge differential. Jimmy Garoppolo, with all the talent and weapons and everything around him, was never a fantasy factor, not a reliable one, because he kept throwing it was all short stuff. Sam Howell's got all the traits to be a perfect guy to just roll the dice on. He's going to be my second quarterback taken in so many leagues.
I like it. I like it. And my son will like it, too. He's going to love every minute of the end of this conversation.
I love it. Yes. I love it. All right. So, again, Scott Fishbowl week is now upon us.
It is.
Live drafts are happening. All the drafts kick off on Monday. For a lot of people, it's their first draft of the year. Congratulations on what you built. Congratulations on all the money. How much money did you raise last year? Do you have a total tally?
So Fantasy Cares raised $66,000, but there was at least 40, 50 plus more thousand that was raised specifically for other charities that actually didn't come through us and then to
like
them
our
last
guillotine,
year.
Like our Guillotine League.
Exactly. Yeah. This year, a lot more of that stuff is coming through us and then to that. And we are already way above last year.
That's great.
So
love it. Yep. Love it. All right. Fantasycares.org is the preferred spot if you want to learn more, you want to participate, you want to give.
ScottFishbowl.com if you want to sign up for Fishbowl. We're full now. We're filling a few replacements, but it's
effectively full.
It's effectively full. But you can sign up for SFB 14 now.
It gets you on the list for 14.
Yes, exactly.
Yes, yes. So. All right. Thank you, Scott. And I appreciate everything you do, and congratulations on what you built. Fantasy Football Weekly. We'll be back next week, obviously, with a lot more stuff. Honestly, I'm not positive what the plan is for content for next week. You can come on the show again, though. You don't have to wait another, like, it's been 3 months or something.
Yeah,
you don't have to wait that long.
Right before my flight to L.A., I'll do the show.
Maybe from the airport.
Do it from the airport.
From TSA. Yes. I like the sound of that. Thanks for listening, everybody. Appreciate it.
Fantasy Football Weekly is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.